Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior and Lord, John Horn, your speaker. Once again, I'm going to ask your attention to the fifth chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, and we shall notice the 17th verse. And I trust you have your Bibles handy so that you can see this text as we read it. This is how it goes. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now, this is the fourth of the five much more as found in this fifth chapter. And I should just like to point out a few more things that I believe to be of real interest, ought to be of real interest to you anyway. In verse 9, we have justification. That's Romans 5, verse 9. And then in verse 10, we have reconciliation. And in verse 17, we have glorification. This is what awaits the believer in our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we so often say, if you miss it, you'd miss it. You'd miss it for all eternity. Now, you needn't miss the great salvation of God. You need not miss reigning with our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm sure many of you have seen, many of you have perhaps heard of Queen for a Day. But oh, listen, when you receive Christ as your own personal Savior, you're going to reign. And you'll reign as a king and reign as a queen, but not for a day, but you'll reign with one Lord Jesus Christ forever and forever. Now, I think I should like to point out to you, and I believe it's so needful to stress, just exactly how you can be assured that you will reign with our Lord Jesus Christ in that coming day. And I'm sure it's suggested in the passage, and it may be yours in the easiest possible terms. And there's one word there that seems to stand out. In fact, each word is so very, very precious. But there's a little word there called receive. Much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. And I'd like to ask you, have you received the abundance of grace? Yes, Paul the Apostle had received the abundance of grace. And perhaps you remember the story in the Acts of the Apostles of his conversion. He recounts it at least three times, and then two, when he writes to his son Timothy in the faith in the first epistle of Paul to Timothy, chapter 1, and about verse 13, he says, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. But that is not all I want you to see in the passage. And he says further, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. I think he must have had in his mind what he wrote in the epistle to the Romans, where he writes in that fifth chapter about the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Oh, thank God, all that comes from him comes to us in the way of a gift. Of course, salvation is dearly purchased, but it is a gift, a free gift to all who trust our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're glad to tell you that his grace is abundant. In other words, you couldn't possibly show me a sinner, however great that person has sinned against God, but whose case could be fully met and met by our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because of the abundance of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the much more of that grace, he says, and of the gift of righteousness. Now, if you have never received him, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing right today, right where you are, if you would receive that gift from the God of heaven, if you would by personal faith accept God's gift to you, his well-beloved Son? And you know, we cannot think of those words that were spoken by the Savior himself. On one occasion he said, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee the living water. And so the truth is, if you knew what he is seeking, earnestly seeking to confer upon you, forgiveness of sins and a home eternal in the heavens, by the result of his accomplished work, and on the ground of simple faith, a gift from God to you, you would be amongst those described here, you would be amongst those who have received the abundance of grace, received the Lord Jesus Christ, as many as received him. To them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name.